continuing Chayodim, Klal Mempres, and we're learning Simon Beis. And we, the Chayodim at the end says, in a situation of Oinus, or Hefsin Momin, even if he was Kaveya Atzo with them, Bitkilo, he can be Skirmer Suda beforehand, relying on the opinion of the Rav Haigoin that the Zman of Kaviyas of Zimun is not at the beginning, but at the end. And since he did not finish together with them, he will not be Chayim and Zimun with them, and he'll be able to bench and go on his way, even though he did not have Zimun. A few things we need to clarify over here. What's considered starting together, number one, and number two, are there any other Eitzes or situations where a person would be permitted to be relieved from a Chi of Zimun? So the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly in regards to the first question, the definition of starting together is that if they started eating together, even if they have not eaten a kezias yet, but all three started together, so the chiyuv zimun is chal. The Shulchan Aruch holds it depends on the beginning of the meal. And that's it. From this point onwards, they're now bound together. And they can't divide up and go their own way. And so a person ate half a kezias, all three of them ate half a kezias. One guy says, you know, we didn't really eat anything yet. It's less than a kezias, and I need to go soon. So I'm going to step away and go somewhere else and finish my meal somewhere else and not bench with Zimun. You can't do that. According to Shulchan Aruch, once you ate less than the beginning of the meal together, that's considered a beginning of the meal, and there's a chiyuv Zimun. From that, we can then derive the following, that the definition of beginning of the meal is mamash at the beginning. Let's say the person already ate one kezias, person ate one kezias already, or two of them ate kezias already, and the third person comes in after the first kezias has been eaten. It's not called he started together with them. And that's the opinion of most poskim, that the definition of achila together, beginning, is the first kezias. Okay, so one eitza, if a person would be in a situation where he can't stay for Zimun, is that he starts after them. They start before, they eat their kezias, and then he comes in and sits down and eats it. So he does not start together with them. So that in a situation he did not start together with them, he's allowed to finish before them and bench and go on his own way. In a case where there's a need to do that. And we said before, of course, that it's appropriate to try and create a Zimun, so it would be appropriate to try and finish together with them if possible. So if the person has a need to, though, however, he'd be allowed to in that situation not to finish together with them. If he starts together with them, he has a chiyuv zimun, which is a chiyuv mitzvah d'rabbanan. See, even if he's going for the purpose of another mitzvah, he's being oisik in this mitzvah. This is part of his chiyuv, and he can't be mafkiyah that. What about a situation where you're starting together, and you end it together? So, at that point in time, we don't have the eitzah of the chayodim of ending before them, because you end it together. But there's some drushes at the end of the meal. And you can't stay for the drushes because you need to get up early the next morning to catch a flight, to go to work, to get up and learn, whatever it is. And the meal is basically over. You all finished eating. But they're dancing the last dance by the chasta, and you want a bench to go ahead. So in that situation, you started together with everybody else, and you ended together with everybody else. You don't have the eitzah of the chayodim. You don't have the eitzah of not starting together with them, because that's you did that already. So is there any other eitzah? So Mersha says in a chupa, there is an eitzah in that situation, a person knows he's going to have that need, that lechatchila, he speaks out before he starts the meal, that he's having in mind not to be mitzaref together with them for the purpose of benching. So even though he's joining them for the meal, that's where he came, so he cannot deny that he's joining them for the meal, but that's not a problem. Mersha says, because you had das lechatchila, that you're not joining them for the purpose of benching. So that's interesting insight into what's happening over here. When everybody ends the meal together, now is the chiyuv of benching. So we all end it together. All three of us end it together. That's mechayev a chiyuv zimun. Makes sense. Now there's a chiyuv zimun. That's the opinion of Rav Haigoin, that the chiyuv zimun comes at the end. So what happens when you say, but they started together, that creates a chiyuv zimun? They did not even need a kezias, according to Shulchan Aruch. Already there's a chiyuv zimun. The point is, when people start a meal together, usually the intention is to start the meal together, end it together, and bench together. So that's considered that there is das to bench together, so the chiyuv zimun is chal at that point in time. He says he has a raya from two places where this is true. Sudas Homsekas, Erev Tisha B'Av, the lachos you don't bench with zimun, because the derech is over there. We don't want them to get together and make a zimun. It's a time of of contemplation, avelas, etc. See, if they sat together, the loch is that they're not mitzdarif, because you do not plant the bench together in bezimun. Similar loch in a case where people would travel and they would stop by the inns. So they stopped by a Jewish inn. And you have three people, random people sitting together, but sitting together by the table and eating. They'd be mezamen. But by case where the inn belongs to a goy, they would not be mezamen together. They didn't have das to be mitzarf together for the purpose of benching together, because you don't say the harachim on for the balabayas, and sometimes the goy was familiar that you would say that, and you wouldn't. And if they do it together as a group, you say that harachim on or the hirotzen, and they wouldn't say for the goy because that's giving him a bracha b'chinam. So he'd be insulted, and they're scared to do it, so therefore they don't have das to bench together. They're, even though they're eating together, and they have nothing against eating together, they're happy to eat together, enjoy together in the meal. So you have everything else together, but Moshe says they had das not to even starve together in order to bench together. So that's sufficient to remove the key of zimun from the person. What about Sheva Brochas? We'll leave that Bes Hashem for the next year. Have a good day.